Now, fourthly and lastly, the bodhisattvas of the Dharmakaya. And here we really do find ourselves on a wholly transcendental plane. We find ourselves beyond thought, and we should find ourselves beyond speech too. But perhaps something can be conveyed. In Buddhism, there are many words, quite a large number of words, for ultimate reality. Buddhism is very rich in these words. In English, we can only say God, reality, truth, and then we about come to an end, or maybe the absolute, huh? Though people don't usually refer to that in everyday conversation. Huh? But Buddhism is very rich in terms, in words, for ultimate reality. And each word, each term represents or embodies a particular aspect. And each one has its own special flavour, its own particular special connotation or shade of meaning. Huh? And the word Dharmakaya, we're speaking, of course, of bodhisattvas of the Dharmakaya. Dharmakaya is one of these words. The scholars, bless their hearts, we may say, translate it literally as body of truth, and they leave it at that. And we're told it's the third of the three bodies of a Buddha. You're imagining the Buddha having three bodies, a body of transformation and a glorious body, and then he's got a body of truth, and you think there was a one on top of the other, or maybe side by side, you're not very clear. So this is the way in which these words, these concepts are translated. But this sort of translation, this sort of rendition, really conveys nothing at all. Dharmakaya really means, as far as we can put it into a few words, it means reality, ultimate reality, as constitutive, or as the constitutive essence of Buddhahood and Bodhisattvahood. It means reality, ultimate reality, as the fountain head, as it were, of enlightened being and enlightened personality. As the fountain head from which, as it were, Buddha forms and Bodhisattva forms come welling up inexhaustibly and immeasurably. Now, Bodhisattvas of the Dharmakaya are of two kinds. Though really at this level, this transcendental level, one can't speak in terms of differences or kinds at all. The first kind of bodhisattvas of the Dharmakaya consist of those who, after enlightenment, after becoming Buddhas, retain their bodhisattva form, though being in reality Buddhas, so that they can continue working in the world. And secondly, those who are aspects, or direct emanations, if you like, of the Dharmakaya, and have got no human previous history. So these two kinds make up the bodhisattvas of the Dharmakaya. They are all, as we may say, archetypal forms of Buddhahood, or the Buddha mind, or the enlightenment essence. And all these archetypal forms, these great and these glorious forms of bodhisattvas, reveal one or another aspect, manifest or embody, incarnate one or another aspect of the one Buddhahood. And there are literally hundreds of these forms. In some kinds of meditation, you imagine a vast and infinite blue sky, free of cloud. And you imagine, as it were, mandalas, circles, sacred circles, symbolical circles, containing tens, hundreds, even thousands of these bodhisattva forms, filling the firmament and filling the heavens. And these make up the innermost circle, as it were. These bodhisattvas of the Dharmakaya make up the innermost circle, as it were, of the whole bodhisattva hierarchy. Now I'm going to mention just a very few of them. The majority of these bodhisattva forms, these bodhisattvas of the Dharmakaya, are represented as young men. Usually very young men, of a slender, graceful appearance, and very often with long flowing hair. And decorated with ornaments of gold, silver, and so on, and representing altogether, we may say, the aspect of beauty and richness of the Dharmakaya, a sort of superabundant welling forth and manifestation and efflorescence.